Good day. You are tuned in to the latest science and technology news right now. Rivian has increased its electric vehicle sales forecast as production for the second quarter increases. The company now anticipates shipping several thousand more vehicles by the end of 2026 compared to prior estimates, following the recent launch of its R2 SUV. Apple is reportedly planning new iPad Pro and MacBook Pro releases early next year. The company is preparing several new iPad Pro tablets, along with a budget-friendly MacBook Pro, according to reports. Indian tech tycoon bets $30 million of his own money to build an AI alternative to Microsoft Office. Neo is Bhavin Turakhia's fifth venture and his latest in enterprise software, aimed at competing with Microsoft Office and Google Apps using artificial intelligence. T-Mobile seems to be shifting its vast VMware environment to another platform while embroiled in a lawsuit with Broadcom regarding support rights outlined in their perpetual license agreement. The urgency is heightened as court-ordered support may expire soon. T-Mobile deployed VMware in 2008 and argues its importance to its internal network. Court rulings have mandated Broadcom to continue support for a fee, while discussions on new arrangements continue. The concept of space-based data centers is deemed impractical economically and technically, despite predictions of cost-effectiveness for AI in orbit. Launching a proposed million-satellite constellation would demand unprecedented increases in capacity and face major challenges, including cooling and radiation. Current capabilities would require about 16,666 launches and take roughly 25 years to produce enough satellites. Hyperscalers promote the idea for profit, benefiting from Musk's integrated approach with various companies. SpaceX reportedly showcased an early prototype of a slim AI device to investors, integrating xAI technology. Elon Musk denied the claims, calling them false. SpaceX and Tesla have the manufacturing capability to produce AI devices and access to necessary chips. They are also interested in entering the wireless market with Starlink Mobile. The success of their device remains uncertain, as previous AI products from other companies have struggled in the market. U.S. homeowners have increasingly installed home batteries in record numbers in early 2026, driven by rising electricity costs and state incentives. New installations reached a record 673 megawatts in the first quarter, especially in California and Hawaii. However, residential solar panel installations have slowed due to the loss of a 30% federal tax credit. Electricity costs for homes rose over 7% from April 2025 to April 2026, motivating homeowners to manage energy use more effectively. That's all for now. Stay tuned for more science and technology news.